This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Missouri Republican Congressman Todd Akin. He represents the Show Me State's 2nd Congressional District, and he's also a member of the House Budget Committee. We want to get his thoughts as the Republican-led House plans to hold a vote tonight on what the president would like to happen with the debt ceiling, mainly have it raised without any spending restrictions attached to it. The vote is expected to fail miserably, which is exactly the message that the Republicans want to send as they try to hammer out either major spending restrictions attached to any raising of the debt ceiling or perhaps, according to some, not raise it at all. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, it's a pleasure to join you and your great audience.
Well, just last week on the Senate side of Capitol Hill, all members, all 97 who were present, voted against the president's version of next year's fiscal year budget. Now it looks like his version of how to deal with the debt ceiling is about to go down in flames. What message do you think this will send?
Well, I just somehow think that the Washington bureaucrats and the liberals and our president just have not gotten the message. The American public understands what it means to live within your budget, live within your means. We understand that in the state of Missouri. Called common sense. That's why they call it the Show Me State. And the president thinks that he can just keep spending money because there's no bottom to the credit card. But the facts are people have wised up. They know we're in a very, very big economic crisis, and there is not support for increasing the debt ceiling.
What type of outcome do you expect tonight? Obviously, it's going to fail. Do you have the entire Republican conference on board against this idea?
Well, I don't think anybody even bothered whipping the Republican conference. First of all, politically, I can't imagine anybody who would vote to increase the debt ceiling that's a Republican. I just can't imagine it because the public sentiment out there has really come around. People are starting to realize this budget stuff is serious, and they're realizing that we just can't keep spending money we don't have. And I'll go into that in just a minute, but I'd be very surprised if there are many Republicans that would vote to increase the debt ceiling. Very surprised. And I'm not even sure there are that many Democrats that want to do it either. So I think, you know, we're doing what the president asked, but I think it was just to try to give him a little bit of a dose of reality that the public and, of course, the Congress is very close to the public. We have to get reelected every 2 years, and we don't ignore what the public's saying. I had a town hall meeting other night, gave people a bunch of different possibilities on the debt ceiling vote, and the great majority of them just pretty much in the position of, what part of no don't you understand? Just don't increase it at all. One of the positions that's being advocated that makes a certain amount of sense, it would be called a cut, cap, and balance. The idea would be, first of all, that we would have significant spending cuts in the next year or two, and second of all, that we would put a very stringent restriction on spending beyond the budget in terms of a law that would affect the House and the Senate. Those things usually have a history of lasting a few years before people find ways of changing the law or working around it. And then the last thing is a balanced budget amendment to the U.S. Constitution coupled with the idea of limiting the size of the federal government as a percent of GDP. So you put those two together, really. First of all, you say the federal government cannot absorb more than this percent of GDP, so you limit the growth of the government. And then second of all, you say you have to balance your budget. And so that would be a constitutional amendment. If you put those three things together, that would start to solve the problem of a federal government that's just literally out of control.
Given how far Democrats even seem to be from the president's position, what's your thought on how far down the road towards those three goals you can actually get with a divided Congress?
Well, in any other scenario, I would have said you had to be a pretty strong optimist to think any of those things were a possibility. But I think the debt ceiling really gives us the leverage we need to enforce some fiscal restraint. And I, for one, would not vote for increasing that debt ceiling until we get some very strong concessions. The other concessions that I would look for would be a total defunding of this government takeover of health care. People in Missouri last summer voted against the takeover of health care in Missouri, 71% no on Obamacare. And a lot of people are paying attention to that. They know that'll destroy our economy. And so that would be another thing that would be very important to get done if we have some leverage with the debt ceiling vote.
Well, it's certainly possible that progress towards what you outlined could happen, but the way things work in Washington is that if it does get there, it'll probably be pretty close to the deadline, and right now the Treasury Secretary is listing that as August 2nd. If Democrats haven't come substantially close to that position by early August, are you and your colleagues, or at least most of your colleagues, ready to vote not to extend the debt ceiling?
Well, certainly I would not extend it. I wouldn't extend it until we got all of those. I won't say absolutely what I'm going to do, but there would have to be some very, very significant agreements and very significant reduction in spending, and also putting some of the plans in place to prevent it from just going back up again. And that's why we like the constitutional amendment ideas. Those, of course, take probably 7 years, assuming you could get it through the House and the Senate to get it through the various states. But that's the longer-term solution, and I like, as an engineer, I like longer-term solutions. But in the immediate sense, well, we're just out of control. If you take a look at the autopilot spending that goes on, that is, the government just turns a crank and spits out money, that autopilot spending is running now at $2.2 trillion. That'd be Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. It would be food stamps, S-CHIP, and interest on debt. That's $2.2 trillion, and that's exactly the same as our revenue, which means that all of defense spending, everything for every last tank, rifle, and jeep, every last soldier, all of that, you could zero it to zero, and we wouldn't have a balanced budget. And then you could zero the whole rest of the all the things the federal government does, which would be all the different departments of energy, commerce, justice, all of those departments, the House, the Senate, the Capitol building, the White House, shut it all down, shut down the park, CIA, FBI, and the prisons, shut all of that federal spending down, and just this year, you would have a balanced budget. So, you know, there are people sometimes that say, hey, why don't we cut back on our federal payments and don't spend any money in foreign countries and get rid of earmarks and things like that. That doesn't even scratch the surface of what has to be done, Greg. So we're in one whale of a financial situation.
And as soon as you're done with this one, you've got the budget for the next fiscal year coming right after that. So how do you think that this fight over the debt ceiling will ultimately impact what happens with that?
I expect the same thing for the 2012 budget that we had for the 2011 budget, which would be all these continuing resolutions, which is a whale of a way to try and run a country. You know, this last year, Democrats refused to pass a budget. That's the first time since 74 that happened, that the Congress didn't pass a budget. And the Senate is well on the path to doing the same thing for next year, which means we take the Republican budget and 2012 budget and argue with the Democrats about that, but it'll mean the same kind of brinksmanship, same kind of continuing resolutions. But I think the debt ceiling gives us a much more additional leverage, because that's something that just literally stops increasing the debt any, and the whole federal government, everything it's doing on the non-autopilot spending side is all debt. So this is going to wake people up in a big hurry when this cold water hits.
Well, it certainly seems as though the lines have been clearly drawn here, and it's up to the American people, I guess, to determine which way it's going to lean this year and in next year's elections. Congressman, fascinating stuff. As always, we appreciate your time very much.
Greg, it's a treat joining you, and I just wish you well and a good summer to everybody that's listening in. We've got some very momentous decisions that are going to be made, and of course, a lot of this is focusing. It really comes down to what's going to happen in 2012 and what type of nation will America be. Are we going to be a nation like Greece, or are we going to be a nation of our forefathers' dreams, a nation of limited government and freedom? The choice will be up to the voters in America.
Absolutely will be. Congressman, always great to have you with us. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Greg. Good day, sir.
You too. Missouri Republican Congressman Todd Akin represents his state's 2nd Congressional District, member of the House Budget Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.